breadwinners and their families. But despite passage of the Equal Pay Act of 1963, full-time women's earnings are only about 77% of their male counterparts' earnings. For more information, visit whitehouse.gov. That's www.whitehouse.gov.
Please go to www.whitehouse.gov/. Again, that's whitehouse.gov/. Thank you.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency released the Clean Power Plan proposal, which for the first time cuts carbon pollution from existing power plants, the single largest source of carbon pollution in the United States. The proposal will protect public health, move the United States toward a cleaner environment, and fight climate change while supplying Americans with reliable and affordable power. For more information, go to epa.gov. That's www.epa.gov. Equal pay is a family issue. Women make up nearly half of the U.S. labor force and are a growing number of breadwinners in their families. But despite passage of the Equal Pay Act of 1963, full-time women's earnings are only about 77% of their male counterparts' earnings. For more information, visit whitehouse.gov. That's www.whitehouse.gov. The right to access personal health information is a cornerstone of the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. As part of an ongoing effort to empower patients to become informed partners with their health care providers, the Department of Health and Human Services has taken action to give patients or a person designated by the patient a means of direct access to the patient's completed laboratory test reports. For more information, go to hhs.gov. That's www.hhs.gov.
Please go to www.supremecourt.us.gov/. Again, that's supremecourt.us.gov/. Thank you.
Ending homelessness. Stable housing is the foundation upon which everything else in a family's life is built. The U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness released the first federal strategic plan to combat the problem, ending chronic and veteran homelessness by 2015 and homelessness among families, youth, and children by 2020. For more information, visit whitehouse.gov. That's www.whitehouse.gov. Medicare no longer excludes sex reassignment surgery from coverage. The exclusion was no longer reasonable because the surgery is safe and effective and can no longer be considered. Leftover household products that contain corrosive, toxic, ignitable, or reactive ingredients are considered to be household hazardous waste. Products such as paints, cleaners, oils, batteries, and pesticides that contain potentially hazardous ingredients require special care when you dispose of them. Improper disposal of HHW can include pouring them down the drain, on the ground, into storm sewers, or in some cases, putting them out with the trash. Improper disposal of these wastes can pollute the environment and pose a threat to human health. For more information, go to epa.gov. That's www.epa.gov.
There's no advanced developed country on earth that would put up with this. During yesterday's Tumblr Q&A at the White House, the president answered a question on the epidemic of gun violence in America. For more information, please visit www.whitehouse.gov. That's www.whitehouse.gov.
Please go to www.senate.gov/. Again, that's senate.gov/. Thank you. Please go to www.congress.gov/. Again, that's congress.gov/. Thank you.
Some bee pollen weight loss products are a dangerous scam. Products labeled to contain bee pollen that promise to help you lose weight or reshape your body could actually harm you. Bee pollen is the pollen that bees collect from flowers. It is the food that nourishes bee larvae, but it's not a miracle ingredient. Some bee pollen products marketed for weight loss have been found to contain hidden and potentially dangerous ingredients that may be harmful to people who have conditions such as irregular heartbeat, high blood pressure, and bipolar disorders. For more information, go to FDA.gov. That's www.fda.gov.
This message is regarding the very high cost of what the government calls border security. Far too much money is being spent on this misguided effort that should be spent on education. This important political message is on behalf of the concerned members of Education Reform for America. Press 1 at the end of this message to be placed on the Do Not Call list. We are asking you to contact the Department of Homeland Security in Washington to express your dismay. President Obama has doubled the number of Border Patrol agents, and today border security is stronger than it has ever been. But there is more work to do. The President's proposal gives law enforcement the tools they need to make our communities safer from crime. And by enhancing our infrastructure and technology, the President's proposal continues to strengthen our ability to remove criminals and apprehend and prosecute threats to our national security. This important political message is on behalf of the concerned members of Education Reform for America. Press 1 at the end of this message to be placed on the Do Not Call list. We are asking you to contact the Department of Homeland Security in Washington to express your dismay. Strengthen border security and infrastructure. The President's proposal strengthens and improves infrastructure at ports of entry, facilitates public-private partnerships aimed at increasing investment in foreign visitor processing, and continues supporting the use of technologies that help to secure the land and maritime borders of the United States. This important political message is on behalf of the concerned members of Education Reform for America. Press 1 at the end of this message to be placed on the Do Not Call list. We are asking you to contact the Department of Homeland Security in Washington to express your dismay at the big waste of money for border control. Combat crime. The President's proposal creates new criminal penalties dedicated to combating transnational criminal organizations that traffic in drugs, weapons, and money, and that smuggle people across the borders. It also expands the scope of current law to allow for the forfeiture of these organizations' criminal tools and proceeds.